We end Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Let us start again from Man Tane de Pseida in Havoch Eloi Vafilo Bemokim Pseida Mitrach Nami Loi Tachinam. We had in the Mishnah two halachas. One halacha was that Mashkin Beis Hashlochim Bemoyed, that one is permitted to be Mamshech from a mayan to water a beis hashlochim. A beis hashlochim is a sode that is in dire need for water, a thirsty sode. So mashkin beis hashlochim b'moyed, that is permissible in chalamoyed, and we're medayik from the Mishnah davke beis hashlochim. But a beis habal, where there is not a dire need of water, there won't be a pseide if it won't have water. So then, it is also. But a beis hashlochim is mutter. Then the Mishnah had continued and said, "Avol ein mashkin loy mimei hakshomim loy mimei hakilein." Now, mimei hakshomim mei hakilein was the oifen hashko was that a person was doile mayim from the, it was, let's say, me'akilein is a deep boil. So a person had to chep water from this boil and then go and water the field. That's a tirche yeseire. And a tirche yeseire, they were not mata afilu b'mokim pseide. So we have in here in our Mishnah, these halachas, b'mokim pseide, a tirche is mutter. B'mokim revach, that means a beis habal, which he would gain if it would be watered properly, but it's only b'mokim revach. So this tirche is also, hashko is also. And afilu b'mokim pseide, davke, a tirche mu'et, but not a tirche yeseire. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kashim, man tane de pseide in havocheloi, that l'tzayrech havocha hashko azos, v'afilu b'mokim pseiden, afilu pseiden that is mutter, mitrach nami loy tachinam, that a tirche yeseire is also. Omar Rav Hune, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov hi, disnan Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oimer, moishchen es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, u'bevad shlo yashke es hasode kula. So just, we learned the Gemara yesterday, just to get into the Hemshech of the Gemara, Taisus learns Pshat in Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov as follows. Moishchen es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon means that you have, let's say you have water underneath one ilon, so you could go and make an indentation in the field from one ilon to the other ilon. The Miri says you do it beregel, while walking you can make this indentation, and that will bring the water from one ilon to another ilon. And this is permissible because the, it's speaking about a beis hashlochim, that the ilonis need it, and without it the peiris will get ruined. So it's mokim seide. So moishchin asamayim me'ilon ilon, he was matel b'mokim seide, ubovad shlo yashkes asode kula. Now, ubovad shlo yashkes asode kula means as follows. That what a beis hashlochim, one is permitted to be mashke the whole field, that is speaking about that in the field there is growing tfue zroim, and the field needs this hashkor. So, and if you won't be mashket, the tfuah will get ruined, the zroim will get ruined. So that's b'mokim seide, one is permitted to be mashket the field. Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyet. But over here, we are speaking about that there are only trees in this area. So if he is moishech esamayim me'ilon le'ilon, a pseide will not occur. He does not have to saturate the whole field. It is sufficient to be moishech esamayim ilon le'ilon. If he'll be mashke the whole field, this is like a revach. That means, so then the roots of the trees which are spread out over the whole field will definitely gain from this hashkor. But this is not a hashkor b'mokim pseido. since we have ready the moishchenes amayim ilan liun, this is a hashkol letzayrach reva. So now let us see what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that b'mokim pseido hashko is mutter, b'mokim revach hashko is osa. So that's like the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyit, so that's b'mokim pseido, but not a beis habal, because that's b'mokim revach. So we found who the Tana of our Mishnah is. That's what Rav Huna said. So the Gemara asked, Eimer de Shamet Lei le Rabbi Elazar, Havochid Eloi, you only see one Nikude that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Havoche is also. The Mokim Pseide, it is Mutter, Me'ilon Lilon's Mokim Pseide, Hashkos Kolasode is Havoche, and that is also. Abo Tirche be Mokim Pseide Mishamet Lei. We have another Loch in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, that Abul Ein Mashkin Loimi Mei Hakshamim Veloimi Mei Hakiloim. That one is not permitted to be Mashke from Abur because that involves a Tiche Yeseret. Now where do we see this halacha from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that a Tiche Yeseret is Osar Afilu B'mokim Pseider? That means all the halachas that the Tana of our Mishnah said we don't find in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Tirche b'mokim seida, tirche yeseire b'mokim seida mishamet lei. Where do you see Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asks this? Elo omar Rav Papa. So now the Gemara comes with a new mahalach. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds all these tenoim that it says in our Mishnah? That the pseida is mutter, b'mokim revach is osar, and a tirche yeseire is osar afilu b'mokim pseida. Homoni Rav Yehudi. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanye. We learned in the Beraisim, Mayon hayoytze betchilo mashkin mimeno afilo sode beis abal divrei Rav Meir. We had before in the sugya, there's a Mayon hayoytze betchilo, and there's a Mayon shelo yotze betchilo. A Mayon shelo yotze betchilo means that this Mayon, the spring, has been going for the past few months already. And when a mayon has been going for the past few months, so the walls surrounding the mayon become nischazik, and there's no problem they might crumble in, because they were nischazik from the steady flow of the mayon. That's a mayon shelo yotza metchila. It didn't come out recently. It's been coming out already for a few months. Mayon hayotzi betchila. Mayan hayayitzi betchila means it just started coming out. So if one will use this mayan as a source of hashko, there's a problem. Maybe if he uses a source of hashko, maybe the walls might crumble in and he'll go and fix it. And by fixing it, he'll be oivid atirche yeseir. So let us just go to our Mishnah. We had in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said as follows. Mashkin beis ha-shlochim b'moyit. One is permitted to be mashkin beis ha-shlochim b'moyit. Bein mi mayin sheyotza b'tchila. One is permitted to use a mayin that just recently started flowing. And even though there's a possibility it might fall in, we are not geyser that he might come to be misaken it. Bein mi mayon shelo yotza betchila, and he's also allowed to be mashkit from a mayon that has been going for a longer period of time with his nochshash that it might fall in. The Gemara explains, so what is the bein mi mayon shelo yotza betchila? That is coming to tell us that a mayon, even though it's shelo yotza betchila, is only muta by a beis ha-shlochim and not by a beis ha-bal. That's how the Gemara accepts the Mishnah. Now let us go to this Baraisa. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa, Mayan hayotzei betchile mashkin mimenu afilu sode beis abal divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Amu'im dekechidish. He said, a numerous amount of kulas. Number one, he said a kula, you're allowed to be mashke a sode beis abal. And he held, it seems, that that alone, that if it's not sufficiently watered, So the peiris will come out at a later date. That's also called a dovahava. That's also called a pseide. So memele, there's a heter of hashka even by a beis habal, even though the hefsid is not a poshet hefsid, it's menias harvoche. One chiddush. Another chiddush Rav Meir said that we are matter in a beis habal afilu amayon hayoytze b'tchila. A mayan that just started flowing, and it is a possibility it might crumble, and he might come to fix it, and that would involve a tichy yaseir. We're not geyser. So, Rav Meir said two kulas, that one is permitted to be mashke, a beis habal, and afilu from a mayan hayeitze bitchila. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ein mashkin, elo sode beis hashloch. One is only permitted to be mashka soda beis hashlochim. That means that what you said, you're permitted to be mashke from hamayin hayotzi betchile beis habal. I wish to disagree with you. That only were matter to be mashke asoda beis hashlochim. Shechovo. Now what the shechovo means, the Gemara will explain soon. But here we see Rabbi Yehuda says that one is only permitted to be mashke asode beis hashlochim, only b'mokim pseide, not b'mokim nias horevach. Rabbi Lozor ben Azaria Oimer, loikach v'loikach. Now, we'll have to see a little bit of sugya to understand Rabbi Lozor ben Azaria. Now, let's go further. Yeser al kein omer Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said another chiddush, a bigger chiddush. Lo yefane odom amas hamayim, V'yashke l'ginosoy u'l'chubosoy b'choyloy shalmoyet. Now, this chiddush is as follows. Amas Hamayim is a canal. And the canal is called Amas Hamayim because it had the dimensions of a reichev amo and a oimek amo. That means this canal that used to surround the fields and used to irrigate the fields, used to be wide 6 tfochim and deep 6 tfochim, and that used to irrigate the fields. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, what is the din if this canal got stuffed? And he wants to clean it out in Chol HaMoed. It is not functioning properly. And Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about as follows. The halacha is that if this amo, this canal, has at least an indentation of a tefach, so we see the semblance of a amo still in existence, so then one would be permitted to clean out the whole amo, because that's not called a tirche yisayim. But if this amo has less than a oimik tefach, so then, there's a tirche yisayre involved, and one is not permitted to clean out this amo to be mashke ginosei v'chubosei b'chaylei shomoi. So from what we know now, we can figure out two things. From the two members of Rabbi Yehuda said, ein mashken elasode beis hashlochin. So we see klor davke b'mokim pseide, it is permissible. As we see, Elos Oda Beis HaShlochim. And we see from the second member of Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about a Soda Beis HaShlochim, where there is a Pseide, he was not matter to be Mefane and Amo, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda Zatiche Yiseire Bimokim Pseide is also Osa. So we have already this is the Tana that we are looking for. Before we come out to explain the particulars in Rabbi Yehuda, exactly what Shechova means, but Al Koponim, we see already he fits into the Tana of our Mishnah. He is only Mata B'mokim Pseide. Number one, Ein Mashkin Ella Soda Beis HaShloch, which is a Mokim Pseide, and he also said that Lo Yifan Odom Amas Hamayim V'Yeser Al Kain Oma. That means even though I was mater abeis hashlochim b'mokim pseide, but there cannot be a tirche yaseire. If there's a tirche yaseire, forget about it. So that's mamish like the Tana of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. My chove, ilay mechove mamish. If now let's go back to the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein mashkin elasode beis ashlochim shechove." That we can only be mashka sode beis ashlochim shechove. So the Gemara says, so what does that mean, shechovo? My chovo, ilay mechovo mamish, that there's nothing growing there anymore. Lomeli the mashkelo. So what is he mashke? What are you accomplishing by being mashke asode shechovo? Omar Rabbi, shechovo mimayon ze, viyotzolo mayin acher. So Rab Abaye said it is speaking about that there was previously there a Mayan. That Mayan, and what did the previous Mayan accomplish? The previous Mayan accomplished that the Sode got used to water, to being watered. We will see if a Sode, a Beis HaShlochem, was not watered before Chalamoid. So even though it is not good that you will continue not to water it, but that's not called Mokim Pseide. A Pseide G'dayla is this shock, this that before it had been watered, and now Chalamoid, you're stopping to water it, this is a Pseide G'dayla. So that's what Abaye said, that it's speaking about Shechova Mimayinzeh. There was a Mayan in this Sode, in this Beis HaShlochim, that was watering it till now, and that became Choret. V'yotzolo Mayan Acher. And now a new Mayan came out. So now, with this new Mayan that came out, we have to, there's a chash, maybe it'll fall in. And he might come to be misaken it. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. We want Geyser. We permitted him to use this new Mayan. Since the Beis HaShlochim is now in a matzev from a Hefzid Godel, so we permitting him to be Mashke from a new Mayan, and we were not Geyser. Maybe he might be misaken this new mine if the wolves fall in. Let us see Rashi. Ilei mechol v'mamish shenase bul, became empty. Lomeli lamashkeleis. Why does he have to be mashke? The ein lo takon loylam. The hashko will not help it in any way. Shechova mimayon ze v'yotzo lo mayinach. Shechorav mayono sheregila lishtais mimena, the mayon that it was rogel accustomed to be watered from. So the kiven sheregila lishtais ilay mashkelo achshav is lo leipseido yisera. If he won't be mashke it now, there'll be a large loss. So this is a tzir of pseido. We're only matter a pseido yisera. Afilu hochi. So he was mata. So now Rashi says, Afilu hochi, loishori Rabbi Yehuda, elami mayin, sheyotzolo. He was only mata to be mashke from a mayin. The laftichel. He's only mata to be mashke, this field from a mayin. And ashko from a mayin means he's mamshech, the mayin, that it should flow into the sodeh. He makes furrows in the, maybe furrows beregel, the Miri says, Nizmamshech, the mei hamayin into the soda. The lav tirchi, avol make shomim u mei kiloim de tirchi, but make shomim u mei kiloim, which in order, make shomim u mei kiloim, in order to water it, you'd have to be doile, so that's a tirchi yeseire, the tirchehu loishori afilu lebeis ashlochem. So we see already, Rashi says, from the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, he's going on a mayan. It seems he was only matter a mayan when there's a pseide yeseira, but it was only matter a mayan. He was never matter a kilo in a beromuk. Vayit chazinon. We see further from the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, the kama Rabbi Yehuda lo yefane lefidabach odom ames amayim. Again, we see that Rabbi Yehuda alme de loy shori Rabbi Yehuda tirche yeseira. So he was not matra tirche yeseira. So memele. So Rav Popa said that is the tana of our Mishnah. As the Tana of our Mishnah that we see Dafke b'mokim pseide it's mutar hashko, and even though it's b'mokim pseide Dafke, if it does not involve a tilche yeseire such as to be shoye from a kiloin or such as to be mefana an amas amayim, which there is a tilche yeseire, then it will be also. So we see that is the guidelines of our Mishnah. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Now before we continue Rashi, let us go a little further. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Now we have to understand what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Loikach v'loikach. Loishna chorav mayono. V'loishna loichorav mayono. Mayon sheyotzo bitchilo loy. Now, l'chayre pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to this girse, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, and he's a machmer. Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, Rabbi Yehuda was mekel by a beis hashlochin where there is a hefsid. He was makel that one can use a mayan hayotze betchila. He's going on Rameya. Rameya said one can use a mayan hayotze betchila even though there's a possibility it might fall in and he might come to do a tirchi yeseire. Rameya was matter of a base about. And Rabbi Yehuda was matter by a base ashlochin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no. I'd never be matir. Amayin hayoytzi betchile sai abeis hashlochin. That's chov amayono. That means that there was a hefsid yisayir. There'll be a shreklach hefsid. There was a mayin, it became chorav. Loishno loichorav mayono. Or if it never, there never was a mayin in there, so it comes that it's not a hefsid yisayir. Mayon sheyotzo betchilo loy. So what is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says we never were mata mayon hayotzo betchilo. Afilu b'mokim pseida because there's a gzeira shemo yipel and he might come to be misaken it and he'll be over atil chi yiseira in chalamoid. And our Mishnah cannot be going against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because our Mishnah says Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed bein mi main sheyotze betchila. So our Mishnah says klo we were not goyzer to use a mayin sheyotze betchila even though there's a chash shemo yipur. Now let us go back to Rashi, but we have to see the Bach. The whole Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, now we have to look in the Bach. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, loishno chorav mayono. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, loishno chorav mayono, that means there's a hefsid yeseira. The loishno loichorav, there isn't hefsid yeseira. The vayu osa mi mayin sheyotze lo betchila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asked, to be basking them from a mayin sheyotza betchila. So our Mishnah can zicher not go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because our Mishnah was mata a mayin sheyotza betchila. So kochoch, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Before we see the Gemara further, let us just see two Tosfosim. Yeser al kain omar Rabbi Yehuda, oito yomachmel yoisa, afilu bebeis hashlochim. That means he was makel bebeis hashlochim, that what? that one is permitted to be mashkin abeis ashlochim, but he was machmeka also lahafnois, but he asked so to be mefana a'amos amayim, mishum david tirchi yiseire. This is, even though it's b'mokim seide, it's a tirchi yiseire, he asked it. Now he said one is not permitted to be mefana leginosoi ulchubosoi. It's also to be mefana tezgin and tezchuga. Shel beis ashlochim. Of a beis ashlochim. Gino mokim zroim. Chube. So we have here a gine and a chube. So now let's, before we see what's bothering Tosfos, but we have to understand the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. That even though there's a mokim pseide, but if it involves a tiche yeseire of mefana amosoi, so then they assert. He's not permitted to be mefana amosoi liginosei ulchubosoi. So now what are these two things, ginosei ulchubosoi? So first of all, Taisa says we're speaking about shalbeis hashlochim. Speaking about a beis hashlochim that it needs water. Gine mokim zroim. So it's a karka that needs water. It's a mokim zroim, but you're not allowed to be mefana the ame because it's a tirchi yaseire. What's chuve? So Taisa says chuve is mokim shechovu ilonaisov. They once were trees there, and the trees dried out. The choshu, and then they plowed this area. Vizol v'noto, and then they replanted either trees or they planted zroim there. So it was once chorif, and now it's planted again. So what's the chiddush? Why do we need this whole historical event that it was once chorif and they planted again? V'shemo hu tzorich l'mayim yoisa. Maybe this needs more water. This is in a greater need of water than a gine. If it was once was ilonis, and then they were nisyavish, and then they were chayrish, so it needs more water. Is v'loizu avzuktoni. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that I was machmer by a tilche yiseira, loimi boy by gine, which the hefsid is an 80% hefsid, let us assume. No, afilu by a chulbe, where there's a 95% hefsid, this, it's also. So that's l'ginosi ulechubos. Inami Taisus wants to say another pshat with loizu avzu. Chorav beisoi, va'asoi gine. Maybe chubosai means that there once was a house there, and the house became chubosai gine. Utzricha mayim toda yaisem yishar beis ashlochim. So fakir, since this was never used as a mokim for growing purposes, it never was a gine. First it was a house, so then also it needs more water than a posha to gine. And the reason it's awesome, Shemdika Tircha Yeseira. The reason it's awesome because there's a Tircha Yeseira to be Mefana Amosa. Yeah. Yeah. Elo Mayon, so the Gemara says, Umimai. So how do you know that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma ad kan lekoma Rabbi Yehuda beis ashlochim in beis habaloi elomayin sheyotza betchila. That means let us learn the Baraisa Elach. Rameyer said that it is permissible to use a mayin sheyotza betchila filuf beis habal, and he said no. Ein mashkin a mayin sheyotze metchila in mashkin ella sode beis hashloch. You're not permitted to use a mayin sheyotze metchila for a beis habal, only for a beis hashloch. So when did he ask a mayin by a beis habal ella mayin sheyotze metchila? Maybe only asked a mayin sheyotze metchila dilma osile in pulei, because this echshash might come in full. So a beis habal that is not a true hefsit, And there's a chash, and he's using a mayin, she yotza mitchil, and there's a chash, it might fall in, and he might be misakin it, so he was machma by Beis Abal. Avol, mayin shelo yotza mitchil, but, a mayin shelo yotza mitchil, loy osilin pulei, afilu Beis Abal nami. So could be he was matter, a mayin shelo yotza mitchil, which there the mayin was already in the schazik, in the karka, so it won't fall in. So then could be he was matir, afilu abeis abal. So how do you know our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah asks a mayon shelo yotza mitchila for abeis abal. Our Mishnah says a mayon shelo yotza mitchila is only mutter for abeis ashlochem and also for abeis abal. So how do you know that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, "Im kein mas nisin aman tamai." So who else is the Tana of our Mishnah? You don't have another Tana. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda. And the Emerson loishno mayin sheyotza betchila. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, that it is only permissible by a beis hashlochim. So Ramei is speaking about a mayin sheyotza betchila. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo ishna mayin sheyotza betchila, lo ishna mayin shelo yotza betchila. Beis ha-shlochin in, beis ha-baloi. V'hai diktoni mayin sheyotza betchila, lo
ishna. So I said the wrong lomdus, I'm sorry. But in Aloha I'm right. What's the kash of a baye? Of the Baisism of Kavan, constant your chayef from the Tefillin, not Mechashiv. Okay. So that's what I said. I said a different lumpus. It's not a kash on me. I mean, the shtims al alochim. That's number two. Number three, Taisvist says that your chayef al tznoiteya afilu, he wasn't Mechashiv for Natir. Now, so let's speak about this. So what is Pshat? There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Aboine. The Gemara says in Aboine, Hamizaret Zrodim, if a person goes and he's taking out reeds from a field, So the Gemara says that Ba'aradi Day, if it's his karke, so he's chayiv al kolshu, because by taking out the reeds, he's misakin the karke, he's miyapa the karke, so he's chayiv on the kolshu. If it's not aradi day, so then he's only chayiv al taking out the reeds, so there's a certain shear of reeds he has to take out in order to be chayiv. But let's go back. But if it's aradi day, so he's chayiv of being miyapa the karke. So Taisvis in Yuma says, Taisus in Yuma says that if it's Aradi Day, why is he Chayiv? So Taisus says, I Ayri Ba Aradi Day, a Havalei Psikreisha Denichle. So then it's a Psikreisha Denichle. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisus in Yuma Davlamate says, Kivin Shuhu Nene, Anansade Shuhu Miskaven Liyapis. So Taisus says, you know what a Psikreisha Denichle means? That since he took out the reeds, he wanted the reeds. But since he's deriving benefit from it, so it's anansadi shumechavin liyafis. That means if it's coming about, he's being miyapa the karke, and he enjoys being miyapa the karke. So he was mechavin to be miyapa the karke. So that's why it's called a melocha tzricha legufe, even though he didn't think about it consciously. He wants to be miyapa the karka, but since it's his karka, so it's an ansadi. He wants to be miyapa the karka, so he's chayiv al tzipui karka. So now Taisva says a yesod over here that if a person is zoyma le'etzim and he does not think to be mashbiach the ilon, so Taisva says, he is chayiv al tznoiteya. Now, how does this stim with the Gemara with Zayret Zrodim? The Gemara says one of the two. If it's not his karke, he's not mechaven to be miyapa the karke, he's not chayiv to be miyapa the karke, even though the karke becomes disyapa. So why by neiteya is it different? Why by neiteya is he chayiv for neiteya if it's not his tree? And if it is this tree, it's a bikunz. So Taisu says in Yuma, it's because he's mechavin to be an etay. So why do you have the machshava? So that's what that's what Rabbi Yosef said. So the Davoni, I don't understand the Taisus. But let us finish the Taisus. Vikash hodam rina beduchta achite, mishum risha, here Rav Kahana said you have two malkas. Or to Katoi, says, Mishum Risha Achas Atam Achaiva, or maybe to Malkas by Obina Gay Yontev. Mishum Risha Achas Atam Achaiva, to Machaiva, Mishum Shtei Risha is. So Hakim Machaiv too. Fritzochi can go in the Ike Misa or Malkas. The din of Bikdei Rishose means that you can't give a person Misa and Malkas. You give him the chomodika einish. Avotarti mili dasir in the damian ladodi, but if you have two, the same type of onshim, bishtei malki is tavay chad rishu, that's called one rishu, lememati mirishosoi, well, not memait mirishosoi, the whole shem malki is chad rishu. Vochinam rinim seches psoch beper kosho, a person will eat a petisa, a type of a sheretz, so he'll get four malkas. So I say, Mishim Risha Achasat Machaibe, that's a chai Mishim Risha, so Vaistois Ribui Malkas is called one Risha. Period. So that's, they said a problem over here. Taisu says the two malkas is not called, the two malkas is not called Kedei Rishasa. That's not called Sterishis. Now, this is another problem. Rav Kahana, what's the whole kasha? The Abaye asked the kasha, and Rabbi Rav Yosef from Rav Kahana, he's an Amoire. So Rabbi Rav Yosef are entitled to their own opinion. Makshminel Rabbi Rav Yosef, Shem the Gavra Rabbi Habe. That Rav Kahana was a Gavra Rabbi, Keda Ashkem and Meister, the Abyechenen, the Abychorev Tuve, Meirdike Meisen, Seifba Bekame, that Rav Kahana was Goylan, he came and sat in front of Rav Yochanan, he was a Meirdike Chorev, and Rav Yochanan had Gvaldik Teracheretz for him. So Memele, so you can, from such a person, you can ask on Rabin Rav Yosef. V'kashe loy gosin, now Taisvah says, but you're not Goyres Kashe, kimen de laftanu, l'choshim l'kol kach, so it's not so gefährlich. It's worth a kasha, but you can't answer kasha. Upligi alay. So that means that Tzai Rav Yosef achelik Rav Kahane, and they hold that a zayma eitzim v'tzorich, zayma v'tzorich la'itzim is not chayiv al tzmeitayah.